Washington and the Israeli government are in the final stages of agreeing on Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's controversial unilateral separation from the Palestinians, according to London's Financial Times. The new statement noted Saturday that U.S. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice told European officials this week that the plan represented a historic chance to advance the stalled peace process. One official was also reported to have quoted her as having said that if the withdrawal succeeded, it would be more historic than the fall of the Berlin Wall. But besides Palestinian warnings that the unilateral withdrawal from Gaza, partial withdrawal from the West Bank, and establishment of borders would be no peace settlement at all, Arab and European diplomats are telling the Bush administration that the plan must only be a step in a continuing peace process and not a way for Sharon to halt that process indefinitely. The U.S. federal grand jury probing the leak of a covert CIA officer's identity in reprisal for criticism of the Iraq war has subpoenaed records of Air Force One telephone calls in the week before the officer's name was published in a newspaper column. According to documents obtained by Newsday, also sought in the wide-ranging requests contained in three grand jury subpoenas, are records created in July by the White House Iraq Group, a little-known internal task force established in August 2002 to create a strategy to publicize the alleged threat posed by Saddam Hussein. And the subpoenas asked for a transcript of a White House spokesman's press briefing in Nigeria and, casting a much wider net than previously reported, records of White House contacts with more than two dozen journalists and news media outlets. Newsday found that the three subpoenas were issued to the White House on January 22 in an investigation that seeks to determine if anyone violated federal law that prohibits officials with security clearances from intentionally or knowingly disclosing the identity of an undercover agent. The investigation arose out of concerns that Bush administration officials had called reporters to circulate the name of the CIA officer Valerie Plame in an attempt to discredit the criticism of the administration's Iraq policy by her husband, former Ambassador Joseph Wilson. In 2002, Wilson went to Niger at the behest of the CIA to check out reports that Iraq was seeking to buy uranium to develop nuclear weapons. He reported that Iraq sought commercial ties, but that businessmen said the Iraqis didn't try to buy uranium, as the Bush administration repeatedly alleged long after Wilson reported back. Those are Radio Round Cuba's top stories for this Saturday, March 6th. Once again, RAC's headlines. Supporters of Haitian President Jean-Bertrand Aristide begin expressing anger at U.S. role in his ouster. And Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez again slams Washington for intervening in his country's internal political affairs. From our studios in Havana, I'm Winston.